219 today.
You know the old saying that you can't judge a book by its cover? Never been truer when it comes to this baby-faced would-be killer dubbed the Craigslist Killer. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We're going to get into the torture thing and the follow-up, the reaction, of course, on the Hill. Some telling Obama to leave it alone and not pursue the prosecutions. Others applauding it and saying, well, just wait a little bit, take a breather, and then go full steam ahead. So we'll get your thoughts, of course, continuing as I have a lot of email pouring in on it, and I'll go through those as to what many of you had to say already about torture. It's been almost a solid week that we've been talking about that mixed in with everything in between. If you haven't heard this show before, this is the way we roll. It's water cooler buzz, I like to think, at its best, because, yes, we're going to hit you with everything that's happening and let you have a chance to dissect it as well. Of course, I'm full of opinion, and I'll give it to you in both barrels. And you can disagree and call, please. You don't have to call me up, tell me how fabulous I am, and agree with everything I say. You can absolutely call up and disagree and give me your point of view. Either way, certainly this is a forum for many people listening to us across the land, and many of you who constantly send me emails. The email is americatonight.net or the new 800 number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to start with the Craigslist Killer to give you an update on this because, you know, more and more details are becoming apparent, you know, are being revealed, and it's becoming apparent that nobody knew this guy, that he was good-looking, kind of preppy-looking, friendly, wanted to be a doctor, was in his second year of med school at Boston University. And we're talking about Philip Markoff is his name. So young, just 22 years old, engaged, his fiance refusing to, you know, believe that it's certainly it has to be somebody else. They're trying to frame him. There's got to be something else here. And now a report has surfaced that some of the stuff that the cops found included the victim's underwear. So you tell me, they were obviously, as many law enforcement people would tell you, it's souvenirs, taking whatever the souvenir is from the alleged victims. They didn't say how he took the stuff, and he hasn't been accused of sexually assaulting either woman, but obviously he went through the purse of one of them, tied her up, etc., took money, robbed her, left her, though she wasn't dead, and then allegedly killed the other one. One of the things they're looking at is the possibility of gambling as being the motivation, because he was somebody who constantly went to the casinos, especially it was really one casino, Foxwoods, which is a huge Indian casino in Connecticut. So the person he's accused of killing, I think we told you some of the grim details, Julissa Brisman in New York, a masseuse who they found with, you know, her head was bashed in, and then she was shot several times. And then there was the other woman that he tied up that we mentioned, and he robbed her of the $800. And, of course, Foxwoods is saying that they're cooperating with the cops as they're trying to go through and figure out what his gambling habits were, because this is all motivation and building the case. And, in fact, when they picked him up, he was on 95, and he was driving to the casino. And what might have happened is the woman he was trying to rob, and this is how they were trying to put it together, that he ended up killing her when she fought back. And the first woman, by the way, didn't fight back, so they think that might have been why she was alive. Now, here's the weird deal on this whole thing. You have to wonder that people putting advertisements out, how concerned they would be. You're putting out, you're a masseuse, wink, wink, in some cases, but in some, not. But you're putting this on Craigslist, and you have no clue. You're going to meet this kid at this hotel, and, man, you're confronted you're confronted with somebody who is there just to trap you in almost like a Law and Order episode. Nothing good's coming out of that little Craigslist ad you had. And it could be any service. It doesn't have to be Craigslist. It just happens to be Craigslist. And then you're confronted with this guy who looks like he couldn't hurt a fly. And apparently he's left a long trail of these kind of deals. There was another woman who says that she advertised as a masseuse on the same service. She was attacked early in April at the same hotel. She identified him from surveillance photos. She recognized his face. Then there's another woman in an attempted robbery that's coming forward in Rhode Island. And she had posted an ad as a stripper. And she was held at gunpoint before her husband came into the hotel room and her attacker fled. So he definitely was no innocent, at least by the way it's looking and how they're piecing this all together. And it just goes to show you that old adage that I started the show off with, you can't judge a book by its cover, is so true, and it can work in the reverse way. Usually when people say that, they're thinking of positive things, like the story of the YouTube singer who was no beauty queen, but belted out an incredible tune. I mean, has a phenomenal voice. And people are, her name's Susan Boyle, and people are just loving this woman. But in this case, here's a guy who had the looks, had the fiance, had the world by the tail, you might think, in med school, came from a good family, all the kinds of things that would make him fall in favor with most people, but he was hardly that. This is a quick follow-up, and I'm going to start with this because I got a bunch of email on it, and I actually had lunch with a friend of mine, and we were talking about it, the credit card thing. We had Jerry Curtis on earlier in the week, and he was telling us about the fact that all these crazy things that they can do in analyzing what to do with your APR. You can get hit with anywhere between 8 and 28. Well, the guy I had lunch with missed just a payment. He didn't have a high balance. It was a Capital One card. And he went from, I want to say he told me something like 12 or 14 or whatever it was, and he got a bill and it was 49. Yeah, 49. Can you imagine? He couldn't believe that happened. So now Obama tomorrow is meeting with a couple of companies because this is ridiculous. I mean, they're like thugs, and they're putting it under the guise of lending money. I get it. They're lending money. It's like you're borrowing money and then you're paying it back. But give me a break here. So Obama's going to meet tomorrow with guys from American Express, Bank of America, Capital One, Citigroup, Discover, J.P. Morgan, and talk about this abusive credit card fee crap in practice, because it's so true. Then if you're one of those people, you pay it off on time. They do things like lower your amount of credit you can get, right? Because they don't care because you're trying to pay it off. But then that screws up your credit rating. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's such a scam. Anybody out there suffering from this? Almost everyone I talk to has a credit card horror story. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Good choice by Donovan. That's an old tune. I like that tune. All right, not liking the story about this nutty Craigslist killer. That's a shame for those vulnerable women who obviously, you know, like I said, you can interpret masseuse the way you want to. And, of course, there's been a lot made lately of prostitution that's been covered up on Craigslist. I mean, they don't know that people put the ads in there, and then they're trying to put in some kind of stopgap measures for that. But regardless, they're on a website, and here's the dangers of that. End up going to meet somebody. It turns out to be this guy who is robbing them, and somebody decided they were going to fight back, and fighting back led to the death of one woman, allegedly. So it'll be interesting how this plays out in Boston, but a shocker. Really, really doesn't look like that guy, but it probably was a money thing. Although now finding the underwear he took, as they're calling them, souvenirs from these women too. So that's typical of people who do things to other people criminalistically. You know, that happens a lot in rape cases, but in all of these cases it wasn't anything as far as rape was concerned. You know, the one woman, he flat out robbed her of $800 in cash. Also got a debit card and then $250 in American Express gift cards. So he was after coin. He was after money to go gamble the money away, it looks like. But they'll nail down all the details on that one. Finally, speaking of nailing down the details, I love tying up loose ends, especially if it's something now that we've been doing this show for over 3 years, something that we talked about at length, and the whole missing woman thing is so creepy anyway. You know, it's horrible. For the longest time, you remember this. You'd get those milk cartons, and they're usually with kids. But kids or women that would be on the box of those milk cartons. But to somebody else, they were more than just, oh, there you are pouring your cereal, and you see the picture of somebody, you know, some woman somewhere else in the country or some kid somewhere, and it happened 3 years ago, and maybe you don't even give it a thought. The idea was that maybe someone would look at the carton and happen to see something that would tip them and, you know, tip the local authorities and lead to picking someone up. I mean, certainly we've seen that happen, right? Rarely, but we've seen it happen. Now, Chandra Levy, when she disappeared, remember that? It's been actually 8 years after she disappeared. And it pretty much effectively ended a congressman's career because so much was made of his affair, obviously, with her. And he was originally somebody of interest that they were talking to. Remember, it was Congressman Gary Condit who was romantically linked to her, but wouldn't have even been known if that hadn't happened. And so the scoop was this 24-year-old had just done an internship with the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. She disappeared when she left her apartment and went jogging. Finally, these many years later, they have somebody that's accused of killing her, a 27-year-old guy, Ingmar Gwandike, who is going to have his initial appearance at the tail end of this week in a courtroom, and that's got to make those parents of this girl feel so much better, because all they had was her body in a city park a year after she disappeared. And, of course, it was so decayed, they really couldn't get much evidence. So at least there's closure, I guess, in that sense. He's accused of raping her and killing her on a trail in Rock Creek Park back in May of 2001. And, of course, what is the deal? He's an illegal immigrant from El Salvador. Yeah. Remember, Jana and I, if you were listening to our first hour, called us up and was talking about something that had happened to a woman in Atumwa. So he was serving a 10-year sentence already in California for a different assault, and was brought to the D.C. Police Department and escorted into the building, blah, 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 with the orange jumper and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, there was reporters all over the place, and he did the perp walk thing. And good, I'm glad there were. Anything that makes this scumbucket feel uncomfortable. Because you can never get back that young life that was unnecessarily snuffed out. As much as we know, not to get philosophical on you, but as much as we all know that death is inevitable, right? There's something about, and to me it weighs on me, there's something about a young, innocent life being snuffed out. Somebody at the beginning of their life, and 24 is young. With everything in front of you, whether you make bad decisions, good decisions, whatever. The good, the bad, and all the twists and turns in between. But to meet that kind of a fate, glad that the evidence finally led in that direction, and that there is a face with the, a face with the crime. Speaking of crimes, that's what's yet to be determined in this torture / interrogation techniques from Gitmo. I mean, now we've lived the Gitmo thing for the last couple of years, and there was such a heavy press to close Gitmo, we know that it's going to close. But regardless, what happened in the past is certainly been opened with the Pandora's box that was all the memos that were released last week. And it was a decision that Obama could have gone the other way on and said it weighed heavily on him. And he sat down with Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and other people and to figure out whether or not it should be released. Well, the decision to release the memos happened, and so then more specifics, of course, have been out there. You know, we've been talking about already. I don't have to go through all the particulars of the waterboarding, but you know what it is. So originally, there wasn't going to be any kind of a prosecution of any people involved with it. That was the idea. this was what happened. It's not right. We're not going to do this anymore. We're moving forward. That was, in fact, the exact quote. But instead, now it's a step backward. So you have John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham that have written a letter to the president asking to just close the door, slam the damn door on the prosecution. And they specifically pointed out that he was saying that they should look forward and not backward because that was the direct quote from Obama after he went to see the folks over at the CIA who were feeling a little skittish and thrown under the bus. And they, of course, urged him not to consider legal action against the Bush administration lawyers. But I don't think so. I think that there's definitely going to be heads that are going to roll because now the outcry is there and they'll go through the Geneva Conventions, you know, go by the legalities of all the things, break it down, and that's what's going to happen. I can't imagine. I'll be shocked unless it happens at the tail end of this week. If Obama came out and said, no, forget it, we're not going to pursue this either, you know, I spoke too soon or whatever, but he's not going to do that. He's already now changed once. He's not going to roll back on this. He's not going to go back on this. It's not going to happen. So it is going to go backward, and there is going to be legal action. But I wonder, if it's legal action against the Bush lawyers, wouldn't their defense be that they were told by whoever, the highest possible powers that are in our government, to come up with the direction, and they were approved by them? So I said this before, therefore, does it mean that you can pursue others, not just the lawyers, others in the administration? It's not going to happen, but that would be what I would believe would be one of the legal arguments, certainly for whoever is playing this out, who's ever representing these guys. That's what they're going to say. Right? It makes sense. Hey, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Shepard Smith said on Fox. You know, everybody likes to label the networks and the people who are the talk show hosts and the various parties they might be involved with. And there is definitely a lot of networks that slant in a certain direction. But Shepard Smith kind of went against the grain. Listen to what he had to say about this whole torture/interrogation thing next on America Tonight.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hey, I can't help but throw this story out there. We need a chuckle, right? By the way, we'll have news you can abuse coming up later in this show. But Leona Helmsley, man, she really stuck it to a lot of her relatives. Everybody know who Leona Helmsley is? If you don't, she's a hotel heiress that was all about her dogs and not about people. And her estate, $136 million was left to charity. $1 million was left to the dogs. Yeah. I mean, the good news is that those charities get that money. So, you know, New York Presbyterian and various Mount Sinai Medical Center stuff and whatever. But she died in 2007. She was 87 years old. And she was all about the dogs. So she got $1 million and she chopped that up in her will to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and a bunch of other groups that train dogs for the blind and whatnot, because she still had family members, I think, that thought they were going to get some of the money, and they didn't get the money because the Helmsley fortune with the real estate and everything else, it's somewhere in the ballpark, they say, somewhere in the ballpark of $5 billion to $8 billion. Wow. That could help the economy. Couldn't she have dumped it back into the economy? Put $1 million going to the doggy dogs. Nothing to the family. Nothing to the some of the nieces and nephews, rather, that were not real happy about the direction where the money went. I guess that whole estate thing, I don't know, there's something about it that's that can be creepy. I mean, how many people listening to me, does anyone listening to me even have a living will? Or have you planned out all that stuff? I think that if we went down the line and we surveyed most of the people in America, either you've turned you kind of have turned off to the whole will thing, and you say, if you're younger, I'll get to it. And then sometimes it's too late. Or, you know, you've got a lot of assets, and then the pressure's there to go into a certain direction. But it's amazing how in death the kind of noise somebody can create over what they've left to who, and, you know, who's left out. And in the Helmsley case, in death, she was just as controversial as she was in life. Remember, because the help were the little people to Leona Helmsley, and ultimately they nailed her on tax evasion thing, the charges, I think, was what it was. So, yeah, she had to do a little time, a little fall from grace. So, but tough time to sell property. Has a 23,000-foot mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut, right? And they were asking some astronomical price. I want to say it was like $125 million. And so now it shows you how tough the economy's gotten. They slashed that sucker down to $75 million. I know there's people listening to us in Connecticut, so you know the one I'm talking about. It was a wedding gift by a father for his daughter about a century ago. And a New York Yankees owner had it. Helmsley and her husband Harry were the last owners of it. At one point, some industrialists owned it. So there's definitely stories to tell in those hallways. I started off talking about credit. One of the things I mentioned was the whole credit card thing and the fact there's going to be a big meeting tomorrow. Obama and several of the credit card company folks are going to be there because the banks have made it pretty difficult for for those of us that own homes to negotiate even lower monthly payments on mortgages, and of course to prevent the whole credit card company deal from imposing higher fees and interest rates. That I got a zillion of those stories inside my head that I can tell you about from people in my own circle. There's really nobody I know that hasn't in some way been pinched by it. They're trying to pay them off, then they screw up your credit card by lowering you might have the same APR, but they lower the amount that you can actually get on credit, and then that is reported to the credit bureau sites. And then what happens is your credit, your FICO score goes down, even though you're paying everything off in time. So it's they got a racket there. They think the bookies have something going on. No, they got something going on with these credit cards. And, you know, I get the whole thing about, well, you know, you can't get in credit card debt and all that sort of stuff. But we're not talking about everybody being irresponsible. We're talking about any way they can get you, they're getting you. So I said earlier, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall at some point in your life? And mine was about the whole torture thing and what conversations I want to hear. But I wouldn't mind being in on this. I'd love to see American Express squirm and Capital One squirm and Citigroup and the rest of those guys. Love to see their explanation for the fees. Even some of the, and this is probably why things are starting to happen, even some of the people on the Hill are feeling the squeeze because they're getting hit up with ridiculous charges. So, now they can relate to the common man. So once that started to happen, then there was a much better chance for reaction. And we'll see what comes out. Hey, I haven't gone to the dungeon in a while, so I'm going to definitely, in our next segment, I'm going to go to the dungeon. There's a couple of people I could put in the dungeon, but I have a great candidate this time around. You're going to love this story. I mean, you're actually going to hate this story, but you're going to love the idea that I'm going to put him in a jumper and make him get locked away, at least for this show anyway. And it has to do with something that he did to his kid, and it's a shocker for sure. I don't know if it's a shocker now anymore. It used to be when people were disenfranchised with the government, especially, they would go on these hunger strikes. I'm trying to think of the last big hunger strike, and I think it was the, I can't think of her name now, and this is going to really bug me. Remember the mother of the soldier who died serving overseas, serving in Iraq, and she wanted to talk to the president. She wanted to talk to the president about the war. And I'm going to say first name is Cindy. Can't think of the last name. It's tough when you're getting older, but you're not quite old. So you're like in that in-between zone. You know what I'm saying?
Cindy Sheehan.
Cindy Sheehan, thank you. Cindy Sheehan was the last one I could think of because she was protesting not being able to meet with Bush at one point, went to Crawford, Texas, and camped outside there. It went on a couple of different times, went on hunger strikes. Well, now you've got Mia Farah, who has decided to do a hunger strike. So she's 64 years old, and she started fasting on Monday, I believe, if I'm right on this. I think she started fasting on Monday, or she's going to fast this Monday. And she's got a limit of 21 days, or she's saying until her health worsens. She is only going to drink water once a day. And she went to her doctor for advice and said, don't talk me out of it. Now, her hunger strike is to show support for the people who live in Darfur. And she said after she decided to do it after the Sudanese government expelled international aid from the country last month. You remember that. So her doctor's going to be on call. She's taking vitamins, blah, blah, blah. Gained a little extra weight just in case. And she she's serious and she's going to go on this strike. So here's my question to you. Do these hunger strikes work? Does it draw enough attention? Is that a vocal thing to do by doing that, that you raise awareness and something dramatic is going to happen? I mean, obviously, this is one of her causes. She's been there. She's got all kind of footage of it and all that other sort of stuff. And, you know, she was one of those opponents of the Beijing Olympics because she was pushing China to use its ties to the Sudanese Arab government to end the conflict. And remember, this, you know, this whole thing in Darfur has been going on since 2003. And actually, more than 250,000 people have died and close to 3 million people have left their homes. But will this, when someone goes on a hunger strike, do you think ultimately, I'm not trying to knock her, but does this raise awareness enough that something will be done? That something will be done to help the people in Darfur? Remember, another person who has a cause, the cause of Darfur, who's taken up the cause, is George Clooney, and he even met with Obama, but you see where we are at the United States and you see how stretched we are and you see how much aid and things that we are giving other people. What can the United States do to alleviate this situation? It's horrible, the atrocities, absolutely, all that stuff. But what kind of resources could we put toward Darfur? I mean, there are other bubbling over points in the world besides Darfur, which is atrocious and horrible, and yes, absolutely, I agree. The numbers I told you are staggering numbers, so it's certainly a genocide, and it's barbaric, and absolutely, and I understand raising the banner for it, but I just wonder, and this is what I'm asking you, does this make people, does this push them into action? By deciding to not nourish yourself, and you have a semi-well-known name, will this draw attention to Darfur? Will it lead to some sort of action by the President of the United States or the United Nations? Will somebody else do something to alleviate the people's problems there, to go in and fight the cause, I guess? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, The Dungeon on the flip side.
Nobody wins them all.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Tonight, my name is Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, we like to zig and zag all over the race course, as it were. And we've been doing it now for 3+ years, and thanks for all the support. So AmericaTonight.net, we have a new 800 number. The new 800 number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I think Donovan can somehow get our... Can you get that dungeon ready for me, Donovan? He's like the gatekeeper. He's like that solemn guy on Tudors. Can you execute the orders, sir, Cromwell? All right, so here's the deal. So the dungeon, it's a trip where we can... Because we get frustrated over some of the things that happen, so... We can put somebody in the dungeon, and ultimately I will send them a fake key I have. They cannot open it, though, of course, but just to remind them of what they did. And here's what the deal is. In California, police are looking, or not looking, police cannot believe, probably. Police in California are looking for a man accused of holding down his 7-year-old son while another man tattooed the kid's belly with a street gang sign. Now, the gang was called the Bulldogs, so that's what it was. Fresno, you know, even their Fresno College, Fresno State, they're called the Bulldogs. But the boy's mother called the cops to tell him about it, and they say that the 26-year-old will face 6 charges of things like child abuse, mayhem, false imprisonment, battery, participating in a criminal street gang, committing a crime for the benefit of a gang. How ridiculous. I mean, how ridiculous to do that. They already picked up the guy who tattooed him, and he's going to face the similar things. So now the 7-year-old kid had that happen to him. I mean, there are no words. There are no words for this creep. You think of being seven and think of how frightened you would be and to have the gang sign. What a great thing to pass on to your child. So, well, we can't find him yet, but I hope they find him soon. In the meantime, let's put him in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, see you, sucker. In the meantime, we were talking about this hunger strike that Mia Farrow is going on. I mean, good for her that this is her cause and she's trying to raise awareness to Darfur. It's a tough time for anything like this because of other atrocities being committed. The loss of life is outrageous. Yes, we know. Think of Rwanda. Absolutely. But the budgetary constraints and what the United States can do at this point, you got to ask yourself, I mean, how much are we in debt already? Where are we fighting wars right now? Iraq, Afghanistan, where do we have concerns? North Korea, for one. I mean, the Middle East in general, what's happening in Iran. And then you have this situation in Darfur. Well, you know, how much can the United States do? And obviously that's the goal. She's trying to make the point that this is unacceptable and cannot be tolerated and all that sort of stuff. But is willing to starve herself for 21 days. I mean, people could die in 21 days. So she's got a doctor on call and all that other sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, this is what I say to you, America. Does a hunger strike work? Does it make people stand up and take notice and have somebody kick it into gear and take action? You take all the wealthy people in the world, if you pull enough of them together, if XYZ people in the room donated, they could come up with at least certainly more aid for the people there. Maybe a private army. I mean, who knows? The possibilities are endless of what can happen. But does it work? I'm wondering. I mean, it's tough from my point of view because, of course, I'm talking about it, and I know that there are many instances of this that have happened in the past, but will it make somebody stand up and say, this is crap, this is nonsense, we can't have another Rwanda, we're going to do something, I don't care that we're in a gazillion dollar debt or whatever. Let's go out to Tom, who's listening to us in Vermont. Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Mia Farrow. I mean, most people under 50 don't even know who she is, so I don't think her hunger strike's going to do a lot. I mean, except maybe hit the highlights on a couple of newsreels. The Darfur situation obviously is very tragic. Loss of life is incredible, and you know, I think the worldwide opinion there. Still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I think the worldwide opinion there is that it is an awful situation. But I think the reality is Darfur offers no resources to the world. That's why, unfortunately, the world doesn't seem to care. And it's, you know, it's pathetic that that would be the situation. But I think that's the reality of it. There's nothing there that anybody else wants. That's why nobody's willing to go in and help.
Right. It's interesting and an interesting perspective on it. You're right. Imagine if there had been oil there. If there was oil, you'd have everybody falling over each other. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, anybody. Yep. Russia, China, the United States, whoever. I mean, you'd have a lot of aid. But there isn't, because other people have tried to raise the awareness, like Clooney. I mean, certainly Clooney has some clout. He went to meet with Obama. He's been over there filming a documentary. Other people have done that, and nothing happened. So that's why I say, like you say, how many people know Mia Farrow? But also, the point is, I mean, you made it for me. The lack of anything of value that they would want other than the human lives. So it's just going to get worse and worse, I fear, there for sure. Yep. Thanks, Tom.
I agree. You're welcome.
You can call and weigh in, just like Tom did in Vermont, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And that's in a nutshell, with us stretched so thin in the United States, and his very valid point of, well, why, you know, it's atrocious and everything else, but you got to think about what's underground, baby, and that's the key. So hunger strikes in general. Donovan, do you, you and I were talking off the air, and apparently there's somebody that you recognize in your life that had a hunger strike that actually did get worldwide headlines, and whether ultimately it led to now what we're seeing in this country that you're about to talk about, I don't know. I think it did raise a little bit of awareness, but I don't know that it was the sole reason. It would just be one of the many things that led to more awareness, I guess, but it didn't solve completely the problem. What is it that you do each and every year?
Well, May 5th this year will be the 28th anniversary of the death of Bobby Sands, who died in Lancash prison at the end of a hunger strike. I tend to celebrate this every year by having a all-you-can-eat barbecue.
And so my question is, you can't be that Irish. How much Irish are you?
I am very thoroughly Irish. Tracing the genealogy around, I'm about 7/8 Irish.
7/8. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's big.
I'm the proud owner of a great grandfather who was transported to Australia on suspicion of being a Fenian.
That's okay. My my great great uncle was a horse thief and was hung in Ireland by the British. So I can kind of trump you on that one. So Bobby Sands, of course, was fighting for the free voice in Ireland, which now the Protestants and the Catholics, because that was really what it was about, are starting to come together. Obviously, they have a prime minister. And all the things that we saw that happened in Belfast and whatnot supposedly aren't happening anymore.
Supposedly.
Yeah, you heard my supposedly, exactly. Talk to someone from Ireland and you may get a tad of a different twist on that. But how interesting that when you said Bobby Sands to me, I was stunned. I mean, you know, how many people, Tom says how many people under 50 know Mia Farah, but how many people know the name Bobby Sands?
Probably not many in this country anymore.
Mm-mm. Probably not very many. And he was somebody who sacrificed because he wanted to draw attention to what was going on in Ireland, by the way. Hey, shoot us an email about the show. Thoughts, concerns, thumbs up, thumbs down, or just your mama's recipe for anything from meatloaf to pound cake. AmericaTonight.net.
Burger.